It's time to roll back the clock. We're going back 10 years to the bygone era of 2015. You remember back then, before the pandemic and before the US elected a reality TV show host as president. The before times. Each question is about the year 2015. The movies, the TV shows, and events. As usual, it's three rounds of 10 questions each. If you're looking for rules, scorecards, or more trivia, visit dorkygeekynerdy.com. I'm your history guide, Brian Rollins, and this is episode 335 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. Strap into the time machine, and let's go. The Dorky Round. Number one. In the U.S., Obergefell versus Hodges established the right to what in 2015? Gay marriage. Number two, what sci-fi film was the highest-grossing movie of 2015? Star Wars: The Force Awakens. Number three, in 2015, who became the longest ruling monarch in modern history? Queen Elizabeth II. Number four, in 2015, the United States restored diplomatic relations with what Caribbean island nation? Cuba. Number five, New Horizons became the first probe to reach what distant dwarf planet? Pluto. Number six, Matt Damon got stuck on the red planet in what 2015 movie? The Martian. Number seven, the MCU debuted on Netflix with what series in 2015? Daredevil. Number eight, Apple launched what wearable tech on April 24th, 2015? The Apple Watch. Number nine, in July 2015, Microsoft released what operating system? Windows 10. Number 10, Michael B. Jordan played the title role in what 2015 Rocky sequel? Creed. The Geeky Round. Number 1. Amy Poehler starred in what 2015 Pixar film? Inside Out. Number 2. Tourists unwisely return to Isla Nublar in what 2015 film? Jurassic World. Number 3. George Miller returned to his post-apocalyptic franchise with what 2015 film? Mad Max: Fury Road. Number 4. What Mark Ronson, Bruno Mars song was the highest charting song of 2015? Uptown Funk. Number 5. What Breaking Bad prequel started in 2015? Better Call Saul. Number 6. We got our first look at Holden, Nagata, Burton, and Kamal on TV screens in 2015 in what sci-fi series? The Expanse. Number 7. What auto manufacturer was caught rigging emissions on 11 million vehicles in 2015? Volkswagen. Number 8. On September 24th, a stampede killed over 2,000 pilgrims in what holy city? Mecca. Number 9. February 12th, 2015 marked the temporary end of what war in Eastern Europe? The Russo-Ukrainian War. Russia invaded Ukraine in 2014 and would break the ceasefire, invading again in 2022. Number 10. What singer had the highest grossing tour of 2015? Taylor Swift, with her 1989 tour. The Nerdy Round. Number 1. Al-Qaeda attacked what Paris satirical newspaper in January of 2015, killing 12 and injuring 11 people? Charlie Hebdo. Number 2. Sepp Blatter resigned as the head of what scandal-ridden sports organization? FIFA. Number 3. The Dawn space probe became the first to reach what astronomical body in 2015? Ceres. Number 4. What artificial intelligence company was founded in December 2015 with the goal of being, quote, safe and beneficial? OpenAI. Number 5. What dystopian sci-fi series had its fourth and, what we thought was, final film in November 2015? The Hunger Games. Number 6. Amazon rolled out what Philip K. Dick-inspired series in 2015. The Man in the High Castle. Number 7. On April 25th, 2015, nearly 9,000 people were killed in an earthquake in what Asian nation? Nepal. A second earthquake would hit in May, resulting in another 153 deaths. Number 8. According to the Chinese zodiac, 2015 is the year of what animal? It's the year of the sheep. Number 9. Though proposed in 1893 by Oliver Heaviside and later by Henri Poincaré, what phenomenon was first observed by LIGO in 2015? Gravitational waves. Number 10. In 2015, Malcolm Turnbull became Prime Minister of what Commonwealth nation? Australia. He would hold the position for 3 years. And that's it for the year 2015 trivia. How did you do? Did you remember stuff from back then? This type of category is popular on Jeopardy, so I'm thinking about doing it again. Reach out on social media to give me your feedback. Next week, it's science trivia, and one of my favorites. Here's a clue. What group of animals gets their name from the Greek for terrible lizard? This is one of those science topics that fascinates adults and kids. See you again on Wednesday. This was episode 335 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. If you'd like to help support the show and get extra stuff, consider becoming a patron at patreon.com/dorkygeekynerdy. This podcast is written, produced, and hosted by me, Brian Rollins. If you love audiobooks or are looking to have a book turned into an audiobook, contact me at thevoicesinmyhead.com. The theme music is Punch Funk by the band Punch Funk. Listen to all their music on Spotify. This podcast is copyright 2025 by Brian Rollins, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening. Long before the summer of love, pride parades down Market Street, and the fight for marriage equality, San Francisco in 1953 was all about the Red Scare, FBI investigations, yellow journalism run amok, and the ladies who play mahjong over tea. In The Unexpected Heiress, Private Detective Nick Williams is called in to see his lawyer and friend, Jeffrey Klein, whose mystery client, under contract to Metro, was just arrested at the Kit Kat Club on Polk Street, but somehow got off with a bench warrant. Jeffrey wants to know who in the police department worked things behind the scenes for the star of the upcoming blockbuster, It Was Raining Then. Meanwhile, a late-night phone call from his estranged father sends Nick into a tailspin, and a family secret, along with a lot of other things better kept hush-hush, are all splashed on the front pages of the Daily News. It ain't pretty. In the end, for Nick and his lover, a strapping firefighter named Carter Jones, it's actually the beginning of a whole new way of doing business. The Unexpected Heiress by Frank W. Butterfield is book one in the Nick and Carter series and is available now on Audible and iTunes.